Well, I was kind of hoping that I would wake up this morning and everything that occurred last night at Bottoms Up Bar and Grill, and in terms of the selection process for the Cleveland Browns, I was hoping it was all just a bad dream, maybe a borderline nightmare, if you will. But then I stroll into work today, and I understand that this audio exists right here. Here's Goodell making his selection.
The 2018 NFL Draft. The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Oh my God. Wow.
The Browns.
Are you kidding me?
The Cleveland Browns just selected Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma.
Some of the Browns fans taking off their jerseys.
What in the world? Hey. As you can tell, complete and utter shock amongst myself and a few others.
You should have seen your face.
By the way, I saved that sound clip. You know, we give names to everything we save in here. I saved it as WTF because that is pretty much it's pretty much my response to exactly what went down last night. You saw our faces and
I have it on video because Joe's face was priceless. He looked like he saw a ghost.
I'm a dead person today. I'll barely be functioning, so, you know, bear with us all. Interesting night last night. The Browns shocked. Leave it up to the Cleveland Browns, you know, to shock and awe everybody and leave everyone's mouths on the floor. Nobody kind of had that player pegged right there in that spot. But, hey, it's the Browns.
Can you expect anything less?
What's the worst that can happen? We going to go 0-16? Oh, wait, that already happened. Are we going to go 1-15? Oh, crap, that happened the year before that. What's the worst that can happen? They going to move the team? Oh, no, darn
it. They've done that before, too.
All right, here we go, Baker. Get behind Baker, boys. Get behind.
If you were a quarterback, like a college senior, going into the NFL draft, and you were selected as the number one pick by the Browns, would you be excited?
Yeah, you're the number one overall pick. I mean, how could you not be excited? You know what I mean?
Well,
you are deemed by one of 32 teams. There's only 32 teams, and there's only 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, you know?
Right.
But you are deemed by one of those 32 teams as the best player in the draft. So no matter who picks you, I mean, you have to...
Even if it was the Cleveland Browns?
Even...
Who just went 0-16 and then 1-15 the year before?
Even if it is the Cleveland Browns. I will say this about Baker Mayfield, okay? He's kind of a cocky SOB, which some people don't like, some people do like.
Right.
Some people compare him to Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Right? But if anybody out of all those quarterbacks will... sort of shoulder that burden, if you will, the 0-16 and all that mess. He's the guy who will kind of do it, who will face that kind of, you know, 0-16, yeah, that doesn't matter. I'm here now. We'll go 11-5 this year. He's that kind of guy.
Do we
want
that?
Why not? Why not? I mean, at this point anymore with my football team, I really don't know. I'm just waiting for Hugh Jackson at this point now to jump in the lake.
Well, how? You just jump in.
Okay, Hugh, all right, gotcha.
That's going to be at my
convenience. No, hopefully I can get a lot of people to come out.
Oh, there will be people there, Hugh.
Make special. I don't like it. Don't like to do it for the reason why I'm having to do it, but I have to make do on my word. I do get that. I made a statement. I got to back it up. I
haven't heard that in a while. He's going to wait until the, you know, it's a nice 90-degree day in July, and the water temp is nice and warm. But anyway. But yeah, that was at our, this crap right here. Where is it? WTF. Here's Goodell making his selection. Listen to our reaction.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield. Oh my God.
Cray cray.
Wow.
The Browns.
Kidding me.
The Cleveland Browns. Oh, it was a wild night at Bottoms Up. Thanks to everybody who came out to Bottoms Up Bar and Grill. Thanks to Kevin Herron. Thanks to Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And a huge thank you to DTS Screen Printing and Embroidery. Besides all that, did you have a good time, Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
their
great
wings
time.
Were fantastic.
Indeed they were. Yeah, I was able to chow down after the show and everything. I will tell you this, I'm blaming you for what happened last night. Do you want to know why?
Because I wore that Manziel jersey.
Because you wore that godforsaken number two Johnny
it is the only
Manziel
jersey
football
jersey.
I don't care.
I wanted to show support for the Browns.
I wanted to rip that thing off of you and burn it last night. Wanted to burn it.
I'm sorry. Well, I really was hoping that they were going to take Chubbs because I love that name. It's my husband's nickname.
Chubbs?
Yeah, that's the side note.
Do we want to know why?
I don't know. It started back in high school. I don't know.
All right.
Anyways.
I don't want to know why.
It's nothing sexual. You're fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that.
But they did it, and now I need to go get a new jersey, so I don't know who I'm gonna buy.
Hey, you can always grab a Baker Mayfield jersey if you want.
Who knows how long he'll stay around.
The Browns took a Buckeye, by the way, at 4.
I know. I saw that. Denzel Ward. I like that.
So somebody asked me on the text line, who was it? Jacob, I think it was.
Don't dog Manziel.
Yeah, don't dog Manziel. Whatever.
Really? He's probably the easiest target.
You want to know why we took another quarterback? Because they signed one in the offseason. How's that? How have quarterbacks gone in that town recently?
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen that
jersey? They had to take a quarterback. They had to.
Oh, yeah.
They've passed way too many. 3 years in a row they've passed at that position. I mean, they kind of had to.
Have you seen that jersey where they list every single quarterback since, I think, Tim Couch? Yeah, I think so. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The jersey with the list of every quarterback's name on there.
Right.
There's been 28 since 1999. Is that a lot? is that a lot? 28 since 99?
Yeah. I'm going to go out and say, that's crazy.
Somebody said, I saw you at Bottoms Up, Eric. Do the Browns suck for not taking Bradley Chubb? And I will simply say, do they suck? Well, I mean, what was their record last year? I mean, come on. Dude, the Browns suck. I don't know. I like that pick at 4. They got the Buckeye, whatever. At this point, it's a crapshoot. I really, to be honest with you, I don't care. I'm trying to force Baker upon myself. Like, I'm wearing the hoodie today. I'm wearing the hat. I'm trying to force myself to like this crap. I'm just trying. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's the Browns quarterback now. I'll get behind him. But
Who was their quarterback last year? I forget.
Deshaun Kaiser was
Where is he at?
They traded him to Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, by the way, this may be the text of the...
Of the day?
Of the day. Do you see this one?
Which one is it?
All right, it was first-time texter on the Weaver Appliance text line. They texted in. Don't know if they're male or female. Hey, just wanted to tell you that I like your station. Well, thank you. We appreciate you liking our station. It's we're here to serve you.
That's really nice.
Then they asked me a couple of questions. Can you send me a picture of your station? Huh? LOL. Which I guess is kind of a weird question. then they asked me, what can you all do for me? What can we do for you? I don't know. Don't know where you're going with this. And then they asked me, last night at 9:50 p.m., send me a picture of Carrie Underwood. Listen, creep, you can find your own picture of Carrie Underwood on the internet. Last text, 2 minutes later, you're not real if you can't send me a picture of Carrie Underwood. Yeah, we're not real at all whatsoever.
No, fake. Fake news.
Fake people, fake news, fake radio station. You're not real if you can't send me a picture of Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
Ken Snyder, yeah, you're optimistic. Ken says, at least the Browns will get the number one pick next year in the draft. Oh, way to look ahead there, Ken. Let's hope not right there. Please, for my sanity.
I was trying to explain to Mary last night, because bless her heart, she literally asked me.
The girl's clueless when it comes to sports.
Yeah, but she's the sweetest soul you'll ever meet. And she's like, so the draft, is this like where a bunch of football players, you just like pick which one you want? I'm like, kind of.
That's exactly what it's like.
Not really. So I like explained it to her and she kind of got the gist, but she's like, why is it such a big deal? I was just like, I love it so
let me,
much.
Let me tell you this. Only in Northeast Ohio is the draft that big of a deal. Because it's our Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I told her last night, I said, it's based on record. Usually who has the worst record goes first. And I was like, in recent years, the Browns have been going.
I'm so over this crap. And I don't want to talk about this anymore.
She said, don't you think that they should have gotten better? I'm like, Mary, that is exactly the point.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I really don't.
Anyway,
hey, next hour, what's new for your weekend? Music, movies, entertainment, I promise. No more draft crap. I almost need to hear this again to cheer me up. Good God.
I love that.
Here's Goodell making his selection.
2018 NFL Draft. The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Oh my God. Anyway. Big Z Sports later tonight. We'll discuss what happened last night, what will go down tonight in the NFL draft, and the Cavs play tonight too, by the way.
Yay!
Game 6 in Indianapolis. We're coming
for
you.
Can they take it?
You see the Pacers fan last night in the wingy contest?
What was that all about?
I don't know.
Is she from Indiana?
Don't know. She looked frightened, though, by those wings.
She those wings?
Like
you
if
could
they
smell
were,
them.
As if they were still alive in there. clucking around.
Those were some hot wings.
Yeah, our wing eating contest, by the way, did I shout out our winners yet?
No.
It was, oh God, hang on a second. Bear with me. Jeremy Cropper, there we go. He was first place, then Josh Harstein, second place, so congrats to you guys. What'd you think of that? Made you never want to eat wings ever again, right?
No, they weren't actually as gross as I thought it was going to be, because you know how sometimes those hot dog eating contests, it makes you never want to eat a hot dog ever again. But it wasn't that bad.
Not a big fan of hot dogs.
But it was just really hot. Like, I could smell the hotness.
In the air.
Is that a word?
It is hotness. Now. Yes, it is. Anyway. Well, Michelle, thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll hear from you again in about 15 minutes.
Yay!